All right, we're on Daf Tzayin tonight. So we're on Tzayin Amud Aleph 16a, the first Mishnah. Everybody with me? So it's a new parak, a new Mishnah. So Misha Mar Harina Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim V'Echad. So it's talking about if a person accepts upon himself a standard Naziris. He says he's a Nazir. He says he made it to be a Nazir. So Megaleach Yom Shloshim V'Echad. He gets a haircut on day 31. So this is Talui with an earlier sugi we learned in the Gemara in Daf Hei and Daf Vav with the machloka between Ramatna and Bar Pada. Just to refresh everybody's recollection. Yeah, right, 100% correct. So Ramatna holds that Minatorah, a Naziris has to be at least 30 days. It says Kadosh Yeh, Yeh B'Gematria is 30, right? Yud and then a Hey and then a Yud and then a Hey is 30. And Bar Pada holds that a Naziris Minatorah is 29 days, because it says Neder Nazir, those were variations of those words, 29 times in the Parsha of the Nazir. In addition to which, Rav Matna holds Mixus Yom Kikulo, and Bar Pada does not hold Mixus Yom Kikulo. All right, so I'm going to explain the Mishnah first with Rav Matna, and then with Bar Pada, and we'll take it down, okay? So the Mishnah says, Mishamar Harini Nazir, but a person says Harini Nazir, means he accepts it upon himself Neder Nazirus. Migaleich Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. It means he'll bring the final korbano and he'll do his giluach on day 31. Now, according to Rav Matna, on day 30, it's already Mixus Yom Kikulo, and day 30, he could already bring the korbano and get the giluach. But Rav Matna holds on a Dravanan level, he should wait to day 31. And the way I remember seeing in the Masifta Gemara, they said because he's concerned about a person getting confused if a person says Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he says Shloshim Yom, it means 30 full days, then not Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So therefore, on the Rabbanon level, he should stay till day 31. Day 31. I was listening to Rav Leibowitz today. When he did the Shir, he just said that you shouldn't use Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but I think I saw the other way in the Masifta Gemara. Anyway, so again, Mishmar Rinin Azir, Megalech Yom Shoshim Echad, Gilach Liom Shoshim Yatsa. But if he gets the Giluach on day 30, again, working with it in Ramatna, he's Yotze, because on a Derais level, Mixus Yom Kikulo, once he gets to the beginning of day 30, that's 30 days, then he brings the Korban and then he gets the Giluach, he does the head shape. And then continuing two more lines, then we'll go with Bar Pada. Harini Nazir Shoshim Yom, now, this is within Ramatna. If a person says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, when he say 30 days, we assume it means 30 complete days. So if he says, I'm a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, in Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatsa. So then, if he gets the Giluach on day 30, he's not Yotze. So he has to do the whole Nazirus over again. Okay? So that's the first four lines, and that's the way Ramatna will learn those first four lines. Let's do it the way Bar Pada will learn the first four lines. So again, now switching gears, we're doing Bar Pada. Mishamari Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. So according to Bar Pada, you only have to keep 29 days, but you have to do complete 29 days. So day 30, he could already bring the korban out and get a giluach. But the Tana Mishnah says he has to keep 31, and that's also according to Bar Pada, the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, because many people well, except a Naziris for 30 days and not a Stam Naziris. So because to avoid that confusion, he would say, therefore, on a Drabana level, you wait to day 31. But if he did the Giluach on day 30, he's Yotze, Vada he's Yotze, because according to Bar Pada, that's Din Torah. You do 29 complete days, and then on day 30, that's when you do bring the Korban out and do get a Giluach. And then, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if a person says, this is the same for both. If a person says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, means 30 complete days, im gilach liyom shloshim yom lo yatsa. So if he gets the giluach on day 30, he's not yotze. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? All right, I'm moving forward. So we're on line four in the Mishnah. Mishan azar shtei nazirot. Now, you have a person who took two terms of Nazir. What? Well, according to both, it's the same. If a person is already Nazir Shloshim Yom, he said Nazir is for 30 complete days. So everybody's on the same page with that. Okay, now, Mishan Azar Shtei Nazirot, if a person accepted upon himself two terms of Nazirus, so he says, Megaleach, now this is just a corollary of the first din. So whatever we said above, you multiply by two, it should work out, but we'll see. Mishnah Zar Shtein Zero, first again, we'll do it according to Rav Matna. Mishnah Zar Shtein Zero, Migalecha Rishon Yom Shloshim Ve'achad. So again, the first Naziros, the first term, he's going to bring the Korban out and get a Giluach on day 31, which is what we said above. Now, day 31 will also begin the second Naziros. Once he brings the Korban out and he gets a Giluach, so then he can begin the second Naziros. He says, V'yarashniya Yom Shishim Ve'echad. So if that's the case, so if day one of his second Naziris is day 31, and he has to only keep 30 days, that would be day 60, and then in 61, he'll bring the second set of Korban out and Giluach. V'mgilach et rishona yom shloshim, if he got a Giluach for the first one on day 30, which we said, according to all Shitot, would work out with the Eved, so he got a Giluach on day 30, now, day 30 then can count as the first day for the second one. So if day 30 is the first day for the second one, so the 30th day after that would be day 59. So the next day, he'll do in other words, day 59 will be the last day, and then you bring the Korban and get the Giluach the next day of Yom Shishim. But if he got the Giluach on day 59, he's Yotze. Yeah. Right, because day 59, according to Rav Matna, is really day 30 of his second term, so mixed Yom Kulo. And according to Bar Pata, so the 30th day, it's Vada, he's Yotze, because on a Torah level, he only did 29 days. Zu Eidah Ha'id Rav Papias. Now, this Eidah is Rav Papias, and the way Rav Leibowitz was saying that this should be from Masechet Eduyot. I don't see that it's marked off from Masechet Eduyot, but he was saying that when it says Hey, it is usually Masechet Eduyot, where they're testifying as to halakha. He said that people that they thought people would forget, but Hey, it Reb Papias Al Mishnah Zar Shtein Nazirot. Give Eduyot, the person who took two terms in Naziris, Shem Gilach Rishon Yom Shloshim, that if he got Giluach for the first term on day 30, Migaleich Hashniya should be Yom Shishim, day 60. The way the back changes it, Yom Shishim Chaser Echad, because if you look on day 59, Yatsa. Shayom, and it says the way the back has it, Yom Shoshim, Olalom and Aminion. In other words, day 30 counts as the first day of the second term. Okay, so any questions on what we did on the Mishnah so far? Everybody good?
Probably. You count the same day? In 30th day?
So according to Bar Pata, he doesn't hold mixed Yom Kippulo, but he'll agree that once you've completed the first term, then you begin the second term. He'll agree with that. Okay? Now, we're in the Mishnah Tetzayin Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom. Now, Mishamar Harini Nazir. Now, back. A person says he's a Nazir. He's accepting upon himself a Neder Nazirus. Nitma Yom Shloshim. And he became Tame on day 30. Now, let's go slowly with this. Now, according to Rav Matna, on day 30, Mixas Yom Kikulo, so he's already completed his term in the Zeros. But the halakha, according to the Tanakhama, is he has to observe the Naziris until he brings the Korbano and he gets Giluach. In other words, until he does the final mitzvahs with it. Until that, he's still in the Naziris. So he says, So Misha Marin Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim, became Tame on day 30, so Terad Akol. So now he's got to start over again. In other words, he jumped the gun. He became Tame before he brought the Korban out. So now he's got to go back. Now, according to Bar Pata, the day 29 was really the completion of it. And now day 30 is a new day. So, but I think Bar Pata holds on a Drabanan level, he's got to repeat the whole thing. And then obviously he'll bring the Korban out, either point to either one. In other words, he didn't bring the Korban out yet. And then he was common, so it's going to be Sotra Kol. He's going to observe another 30 days and then bring the Korban out and get the haircut. Reb Lezer Omer, Eino Soter Lashiva. It's not Reb Lezer now, it says Soter. It doesn't mean literally Eino Soter. It means he holds everything in abeyance for 7 days while he goes through a Tara process. Meaning, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, he doesn't have to repeat anything. But Mela, he's Tame right now. So he's got to get into a state of tahara, then he'll bring the korban out, and then he'll do the gilua. That's the point of the way the point sounded of Reb Lezer. Yeah, the Tana Reb Lezer disagrees with the Tana Kama. Tana Kama holds that if you, you know, you became tame before you brought the korban out, you're still in the Naziris period. Reb Lezer holds no, you're out of the Naziris period, but Mamela, you became tame, now you can't bring the korban out, and so you have to you'll go through a tahara process. Now, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Let's say a person says, not the first case was Harini Nazir. He just accepted himself the term of Nazirus. So according to Rabatna, so Mixes Yom Kulo on day 30. But let's say he says Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So there's a different Nazirus. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So that's 30 full days is the way we take it. And that would work for Bar Pata also. Shloshim Yom means 30 full days. Nitma Yom Shloshim, now, if you became Tame on day 30, says Soter Dakol. Everybody agrees you're Soter Dakol. Even Reb Lezer agrees you're Soter Dakol because you didn't complete the Naziris, and so you have to go back to square one. All right, now, Harini Nazir Mea Yom. Let's say a person says I'm a Nazir for 100 days, and with 100 days, we assume it means Yamim Shleimim, 100 complete days. Nitma Yom Mea, if on day 100, it was in the greatest situation. If you're a Nazir, you become Tamei, so Terad Akol. So everything, now you're back to zero because you didn't observe the Naziris until the end. Reb Lezer Omer, Eino Soter El Shloshim. Here the Tana Reb Lezer says he only has to repeat 30 more days. Now, we learned this on earlier in the Masechta. Let's go back. We had on Daf Bav, I think. There's a Lima that, let's get it back. So, if you look on Daf Vav Amud Beis, page 12, 6b, so it says around line 10. So, you have it? Okay, Vav Amud Beis, 6b, page 12. So, Amar Reish Lakish, 10 lines down. Amar Reish Lakish, Hainu Tamid Reb Lezer. Reish Lakish says the reason for Reb Lezer, Amar Kra Zot Torat on Nazir B'Yom Malot. This is the law of the Nazir on the day that he completes it. Alone B'Yom Malot Nimin Izro, HaTorah Amra, Nitma Biyomalot, the Torah teaches us that if he became Tamei on the final day of his Nazirus, Tainlo Torah Nazir. He has to do a Nazir, which is 30 days. Now, this is a little tricky. Let's go back to our Gemara on Tezayim et Aleph. So, with the 100 days, he became Tamei on the last day. According to Tana Kama, he's still Torah Kol. According to Reb Lezer, it's only 30 days. But the only thing is, how come Reb Lezer earlier said that he's only Soter Shiva, and here he's got 30 days. So, again, six lines earlier, near the small gimel, if he said Harini Nazir, remember he said he was a Nazir, and he became Tamei on Yom Shloshim, according to Reb Lezer, he just has to go through the Tahara process, right? And here, so he became Tamei, we have two instances where he became Tamei on the last day of his term. He said Harini Nazir, and he became Tamei on the last day of his term. So he's got to only go through a week of Tahara, according to Tana Reb Lezer. But with Mayan Yom, he says you have to do 30 days. So 30 days we got from the Limud on Dafa, but how come it's only a week earlier? So we can have two Hezbeirim. Here, Bar Pata is a little bit easier. Now, if he says Harini Nazir, according to Bar Pata, then a Torah only has to do 29 days. So he's already on day 30. So Bar Pata would say, yeah, week works. That's not Yom Malot. That's after Malot. That with Bar Pata would work here, though, with 100 days. So he, yeah, that's the deal. So Bar Pata works. Reb Matna is a little more difficult. So with Reb Matna, we'll have to say that when he says Harini Nazir, that doesn't mean 30 complete days. It means 30 days and mixes Yom Kikulo. So the last day, I could say it's Kikulo. So he observed part of the last day. So it's Kikulo, it's only through 7 days. But when he says Mea Yom, that's 100 complete days. And there, he clipped off the last day. Now he's got to do Shloshim Yom. All right, let's just finish up the Mishnah, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? Now, this is three of the four lines from the bottom. Nitma Yom Mea Be'echad. Now let's say he became Tamei on day 101. So he said he was a Nazir for 100 days, and now he said he became Tamei on day 101 before he brought the Korban out, but he became Tamei on day 101. So Ter Shloshim Yom. The Tana Tama holds that indeed he has to repeat over 30 days. He's got to go and back and repeat 30 days. So that's a harchaka. In other words, really on a deraisa level, he doesn't have to repeat anything. But we're concerned that if people see that on the day that he brings the korban, he became tameh and he doesn't repeat anything, or he just repeats a week, they'll think that that same thing would be true if he got tameh on day 100. So therefore, the Tanakama holds you have to do 30 days. Reb Lezer Omer, Eino Soter L'Shiva. Reb Lezer says in that case, 7 days, in other words, really the term is over. So then 7 days till the state of Tahara and get him back into good shape. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah? Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, everybody good? All right. All right, I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless there's any more questions. All right, let me just see if I have something in one of my sheets. We'll quickly go with this. One second. Okay, let me just read from the Al-Hadak, rather. Now, a Nazir, upon completion of his term, must offer 3 korbanot and shave his head. And the Mishnah on Memhei is going to have that. The Nazir restrictions are lifted after one of the korbanot are offered. So one korban, he's out of the restrictions. That's the Mishnah Memvav. The Mishnah on Tetzayin says that one who accepts upon himself 2 consecutive standard Nazir terms should offer his korbanot and shave his head on the 31st day and upon completion of his first term, and again on the 61st day upon completion of his second term. The Minchas Chinuch questions why such a Nazir forms a mitzvah tiglachat, shaving his head, after the first term. Since the second term begins immediately after the first term, will the Nazir restrictions presumably remain in effect without interruption until the end of the second term? In other words, he's saying like this, how can we let him shave his head? As soon as he finishes the first term, now he's a Nazir already in the second term. So how does this work? As mentioned above on Daf Yud, if a Nazir cuts his hair in the middle of his term, he violates 2 Isurim, an essay, Kadosh Yigdel Pera, and a Lotas, Tarlo Yavorosho. Since the mitzvah of Tiglath at the conclusion of Naziris is only a mitzvah essay, it should not take precedence over the Easter for a Nazir to cut his hair, which involves a mitzvah essay and a Lotas. There's a general rule in Essay Doka Lotas of essay. So in other words, Minchas Chinuch is trying to say like this. Once he brings the korban out, before he shaves his head, he's already begun his second term in Naziris. So in Achinami, he's got a mitzvah to shave his hair from the first term, but he's under a mitzvah essay not to shave his hair, an Easter essay, and a lotas not to shave his hair. So he should, accordingly, he argues, this Nazir should be required to lay the mitzvah tiklachot until the conclusion of his second term. That's the question. Yeah, but here it's an essay, and it's opposite an essay and a lotas. So an essay is docha lotas, but here it's an essay and a lotas. In other words, he has the essay to shave his hair. But he's got an essay not to shave his hair. Gadol Kadoshi Yagadel Paris Arosho. Analotase. So anyway, so he says here, the Chazon Ish explains that there is an assumption that one who declares consecutive Nazir's terms intends to lay the start of the second term till after he completes all the concluding rites of the first term. It's considered as though he stipulated that the second term should not begin until after he performs the Tiglachat required at the end of the first term. Okay, that's the first shot. Alternatively, the Chazon Ish suggests that regardless of the Nazir's intent, it is not possible for the second term to begin until he completes the concluding rites of the first term, because the rule in Nazir to follow Nazir. Nazir terms cannot overlap. So he's saying it's not over until it's over, so we're wrapped over. Now, the Chazon Ish notes accordingly that since the second term does not commence until after the Tiglachat, the Nazir should be permitted to drink wine and come in contact with corpses between terms after offering his korbanot until he performs the mitzvah of Tiglachat. This is really a little dicey. So once he offers the korbanot, now he's free to cut his hair, be mitam of the meitim, and everything else. And then, but he still has the Tiglachat. So he sort of should be like in a no man's, in other words, it should be between, he hasn't begun his second Naziris until after the Tiglachat, but he's done with the first Naziris once he brings the korbanot. So he should, you know, be able to drink wine and come into contact with Matin. He notes, however, that the Rambam rules to the contrary. The Rambam writes that one who declares multiple Nazir's terms is to drink wine and come in contact with corpses between the Nazir's terms. All right, that's that piece. All right, I'm moving on. Everybody with me? Okay, we're on Tetzayim and Aleph, 2 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Mishamar Harini Nazir, Benitma Yom Shloshim, Soter Rakol. We're quoting from the Mishnah. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, and he became Tamei on day 30, so Teretakol. So everything is wiped clean. He's got to start from scratch again. He says, Reb Lezer Omer, and so Teret L'Shiva. Reb Lezer says, we'll hold it in abeyance. He's got to go through a Tara, and then he'll bring his Korbano. So the Gemara says on Tetzayim Abay 16b, the top line, Kisaba Reb Lezer, Kol Achar Malod, Shiva Soter. So the Gemara explains that the Tana Reb Lezer holds that it's after Malod, after you've completed your term of Nazirus, so you just do Shiva. That's all you have to do. You just keep the 7 days of Tara, and then you're in the clear. Now, the Gemara quotes another case. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, person is a Nazir for 30 days, which we said means 30 complete days. Benitma Yom Shloshim, and on day 30 becomes Tamei, so Teretakol, yeah, Lo Pali Reb Lezer. There, the Tana Reb Lezer is not mechulik on that. In other words, he agrees with the Tana Kama, so Teretakol, the Amar Shleimin. So the Gemara explains that he said 30 complete days, or at least that he means it, or he said it, right? But either way, that means Shloshim means 30 complete days. Now, Hareini Nazir Me'a Yom, we said in the Mishnah, he's a Nazir for 100 days, Benitma Yom Me'a, and then on day 100, he becomes Tamei, so Teretakol, point to Tanakama, he's got to start from scratch again. Reb Lezer Omer is so terrible Shloshim. Reb Lezer holds, he's got to go over another 30 days. And that was based on the Pasuk we learned on Tafav, you know, Biyom Lod, against the Torah's Nazir. So the Gemara says, now, here's an unusual line of the Gemara. The way Rabbi Leibowitz said, like the Gemara says, the Kulik Tavinan Ba, Leibowitz the Barpad of Rabbana. Everything is the way that we had, like, discussed it, the Machloka between Ramat and Barpada in the first parak, but he said it's like an unusual reference in the Gemara, like see the Machloket which we discussed previously in the first parak on Daf Hey and Daf Av. We discussed Ramat and Barpada, but we went and then again remember one holds from Mixes Yom Kulo, one doesn't hold Mixes Yom Kulo, but we went through the Rishito. Okay, all right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, we're making progress. All right, let's go slower. Okay, now Matnitin, Mishan Azar Bubaveda Kvarot. Let's say a person takes a neder Nazirus and he's in a cemetery, which seems like a very unusual thing to do. But obviously, when you take a neder Nazir, part of the program is you're not supposed to be Mitam Lemetim. But here he's in the Beda Kvarot, and presumably he's been Tam Lemetim, and he takes the neder Nazirus. Afilu Hayasham Shoshin Yom, even he spends the next 30 days in the Beda Kvarot, in Olinom and Aminion, meaning we don't view him as even being a Nazir. He says, Veino may be Korban Tuma. He doesn't bring a Korban Tuma. In other words, if a person's a Nazir and he becomes Tamei, then he's got to bring a Korban Tuma and start over again. We don't view him as being a Nazir. We'll see more in the Gemara. Now, Yatzav and Ichnas, and the Gemara is going to explain, though not tonight, means if he took the Neder Nazir, he left the cemetery, went through a Tahara process, and then re-entered the cemetery, Olin lo min aminyan. So the days that he had that counted, now he was a Nazir, we eat Korban Tuma. Now he brings a Korban Tuma. In other words, he's going to lose the days, but now he's got to bring a Korban Tuma because Reb Lezer Omer lo bo bayom. The Tana Reb Lezer says, let's say he went through a Tara process and now he observed one day of Nazirus, and now he goes into the cemetery. The Tana Reb Lezer holds, then he holds on to that day. He says, Shenemar v'yamim rishonim yiplu. It says the early days will like fall by the wayside. Ad shehulo yamim rishonim. In other words, according to Tana Reb Lezer, you have to have at least 2 days to be everything bankrupted. But if you have one day, you hold that day and it stays in abeyance. It's a little bit like we had learned by, we had this before earlier. One is by the, like the Karka. Also, and we also had by the Bakhe Rechoma. But let's say you have a field, and somebody sells the field, you know, during the time when Yovel is Noeg. So the buyer has to have the field for at least 2 years. It says, you know, Kmisparshnei Tvot Yim Farlach, that he has to have at least 2 harvests with the field. In other words, the seller can't approach the buyer and insist that he give it back to him on a prorated basis until the buyer is entitled to keep it for at least 2 years. And then we said, I think that's what I couldn't remember exactly, but Yossi is reminding me if you sell a house in a Bate Rechoma, so Yamim Tia Gulato. So the owner is entitled to redeem it, but he has to leave, the buyer has to have at least 2 days. Okay. Any questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? All right, let's go further. Okay, so now we're in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Mishnah Zar B'Ubavid HaKvaro. So we had this case in the Mishnah, but the Gemara now is going to quote a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to understand the situation if a person took a Neder Naziris and he was in the cemetery. So he says, Itmar, Mishnah Zar B'Ubavid HaKvaro, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nazirut Chalala. Rabbi Yochanan says the Naziris is Chal, meaning he took a Neder Naziris, he is a Nazir, we'll see. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nazirut Chalala. Shem says, no, the Naziris was never Chal. We'll explain in a minute. Rav Yochanan Amar Nazirut Chal Alav Savar Mitla Talya V'kayma. So he holds the Naziris is Chal, but it's like held in abeyance. In other words, it's there, but it can't be operative until he leaves the Beit HaKvarot. Kema D'mshacha Tara Chayla. Then as soon as he becomes Tahor, like the clock begins running. That's the way Rav Yochanan understands the case of the person who took the Neder Nazir in the Beit HaKvarot. Reish Lakish Amar, Ein Nazirut Chal Alav. Reish Lakish says, the Naziris is never Chal. He says, Yihadar V'amar Chal Alay, Be'ilolo. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, if a person took a Neder Naziris in the Beit HaKvarot, and then he leaves the cemetery, he's been Tahir, he doesn't become a Nazir yet. He says, he's got to say, now I adopt the Neder that I took in the Beit HaKvarot, and then it's Chal. In other words, so the fact that he said, in other words, so that's the basic, that's the machloket. Well, we're going to, no, there are Moraim, so nobody's going to argue with the Mishnah. So each has to have a way to explain the Mishnah. Each is going to explain the Mishnah according to their Shita. Okay? So now, Eitei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So now, I think this is the way you're coming. Rabbi Yochanan poses a question to Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. Mishnah Zar B'Beit HaKvarot. If a person took a neder to be a Nazir and he's in the cemetery, afilo yasham shloshim yom, even if he was there for 30 days, in olin lo min haminyan, so it means the clock doesn't begin running, v'inu mevi korban tuma, and he doesn't bring a korban tuma, you know, that as one does when one is a Nazir and becomes tamei. So he is medayik, and he poses a question to Reish Lakish, korban tuma hu lomaiti. So yeah, he doesn't bring a korban tuma hamechal chaylele, but the metzias is that the neder is chal. The neder is chal. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the mishnah. So that's a kasha against Reish Lakish. So Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan ainu b'torah tuma ainu b'torah korban. So the way that Reish Lakish understands the mishnah means ainu b'torah tuma. He's not in the whole parsha even to be subject to the laws of tuma, the ainu b'torah korban. He's not even subject to the laws of korban. That's the way Reish Lakish understands our Mishnah. He's mufka from it all. All right, now, second question that Rabbi Yochanan is going to pose to. Anybody have any questions? Because we got lots of time tonight. All right. Now, Eifei, now Rabbi Yochanan poses a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan poses a question to Reish Lakish. Misha Tamei, this is a brisa. Misha Tamei, a person was Tamei, let's assume Tamei mate, the Nazar, and he took a neder to be an azir, asur legaleach l'shtot yayin with the time of the maintenance. He's prohibited from cutting his hair, prohibited from drinking wine, and he's prohibited to be the time of the maintenance. In other words, even if the court, it means that all the prescriptions of Naziris are chal on him. Let's say he became tahor, so then he can't be metame. Lechora, you know, it might be that even if he's tame, that he can't be metame again to mate. It could be. I'm not sure, but Lechora, in other words, like, let's say you have Kohenim today, we're all Tamei Matim, but a Kohen is not allowed to go to the Beit HaKvarot, even though he's Tamei Mate, so it could be that that would also play in. But if nevertheless he did cut his hair, or he did drink wine, or he was Metamei Matim, erases Sofeg and Arvim, he gets Malchot. So now Rabbi Yochanan poses the question to Reish Lakish, and you know what's coming. If you assume that the Neder Naziris is chal on him, even though he was Tamei Mei, so I understand why he gets Malchot. Yeah, he's a Nazir. So you're right, you were in Tamei when you took him, but now you're a Nazir, you drank wine, that's what we're going to be Malchot. Eliyam and Lo Chayla, but if you say it's not chal, according to Reish Lakish, never chal, till he says, and now I adopt the neder that I took in the where I was tummy. So am I so paid? Why does he get malkot? So let's take a look on top line and design of it all. So the Gemara says, Hachabai Eskinan, what Reish Lakish is going to have to say in this Braisa, Yotzei Benechnas. Yotzei Benechnas means that he did take the netter when he was Tameh, and then the Braisa leaves this out, and then he became Tahor, and then he accepted upon himself the Nazirus. He says, I accept upon myself the Nazirus that I took the netter for earlier, and then he became, you know, drank wine, and then he was Matam of the Maitim, or then he cut his hair. That's the case in the Braisa, according to Reish Lakish. What? Look back in the Braisa. So the Braisa says, five lines to the bottom, Mishia Tamei Benazar, he was Tamei, took an edit to be a Nazir. And then, Asur the Galeach Mishlo Yonit on the Maitim. So the way Reish Lakish understands the Braisa, or he could understand it, the Gemara is going to slug up Reish Lakish a little bit. He says, a person was Tamei, he took an edit, and then he went through a Tahara process and it became Tahor and he readopted his Naziris. And then he that's the way he understands it. Okay, so the Gemara says, so on the top line in Zayin Amar Aleph, Hakamai Eskinan, Yotze Benichmas. In other words, one second. He says, okay, so Yotze Benichmas. One second. Okay, that's helpful. One second. Right. So, if you look at the Rosh, he says, "Hafmei Askinan, Yotze Benechnas, She Yotze Min Atuma Aydei Hazaa." In other words, he left the state of Tuma through Hazaa through the sprinkling, with Tvila and immersion in a mikvah, the Kibbutz of Nazirut, and then he accepted upon Nazirus Benechnas, and then he. And then he was nichnas. One second. And then, right, he entered the state of Tumah. Okay, so we had two questions against Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish has been able to deflect both questions. Now, question number three, and this is going to be the nail in the coffin for Reish Lakish, at least this version of Reish Lakish.
But he accepted Nazir when he was Tar.
Right. Now, so now, Efe, so on line one on Zayin Amar Aleph, Efe, Rabbi Yochanan posed another question for Reish Lakish. Ein bein tamei shenazar l'nazir tahor shenitma. There's no difference between a person who's tamei, who accepts upon himself naziris, and a nazir who's tahor, who became tamei. In other words, ela tamei shenazar shvi shlo olelo l'minyan. If he's a tamei, and he took it upon himself and then in a zeros. So his seventh day, he's going through a power process afterwards. His seventh day, once he gets sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day, and he immerses in the mikvah on the seventh day. So once he immerses on himself on the Shvi, he says, Shvi Shlo Olelo Nigan. He says, day seven counts as his first day of Naziris. So if he was Tamei when he took the netter in the zeros, the Tana of the Braisa says that now, he gets through a state of Tahara. Once he gets day seven, before nightfall, day seven counts as the first day of his Naziris. He says, V'nazir Tahor Shnitma, but if he was a Nazir Tahor, and then he became Tamei, Ein Shvishlo Olelo Minin. His seventh day doesn't count. He also is going through a Tahara process, but his seventh day doesn't count as part of the Minyan because he has to bring the Korbanos of Tuma. He's got to bring the Korbanos of Tuma before he can begin the count. Again. Is that okay or not? Okay. The Esau Kadaitech Lo Chayla, if you assume that when a person's in a state of Tuma, nothing is Chal till he says, I re-accept upon myself the whole thing, am I Ololo Minamin? So why on line three is it Ololo Dominion? In other words, Tamei Shenazar, Shrishlo Ololo Dominion, he was Tamei, he took a net in his Zerus. And then as soon as he gets to the seventh day of his Tahara process and he immerses in the mikvah, that counts as the Naziris right away. That's what the Talmud of Bryce is teaching me. Why does that work according to Reish Lakish? He should have to accept upon himself the Naziris again. All right. We definitely have time. Okay, so again. Okay, first the Machloket. Remember, let's make sure.
So, that doesn't count at all. You got to be accepted again when you're
Talmud. Right. Okay. So let's focus on the Shita. So if a person was Tameh, he was Tamei Mei, yes, and accepted upon himself a Neder Nazirus, the Tan of the Brisa says that he's going to go through a Tara process. He's going to get sprinkled with Afer Parah on day 3 and day 7, and then immerse in the Mikvah on day 7. Now, the Tan of the Brisa says as soon as he immerses himself in a Mikvah on day 7, his Nazirus is Chal. The Nazirus begins. That's the question. That is the question on Reish Lakish. That is the question the Gemara is asking on Reish Lakish. Look at that. Anyways, so that's what the Gemara says. So he says on line 5, he said, like little Kaila, if you assume that no Nazirus begins till he makes a statement, am I a little bit of minion? Okay. So the so that's the end of the part of this part that I prepared for today's style. But maybe we can read a little bit more anyway, and maybe we'll go over it again tomorrow. All right, let's take a look further here in the R scroll. One second. All right, first of all, any questions on anything we did so far? Let me do a story and then we'll see if we can go a little further. Okay. Okay, first story. Okay, Misha Marini Nazir. So the Ibn Ezra style teaches that it is not coincidental that the word Nazir has the same root as Nazir, crown. Nazir is a crown, and Nazir, he says, Lev Eliyahu style, which is usually Rav Eliyahu Lupyan. He's one of the Bali Musar. He says, who's Swarty? Oh, I don't know. He explains, the actions of one who separates himself from materialism makes Hashem a crown in this world, as it were. And wants to say that when you're a Nazir, you're creating a crown for Kach Baruch Hu. Rav Chaskel Levenstein Tzal would often say, the Ibn Ezra points out that the language Adam Ki Afli, if a man should make a neder, comes from the word Pela, wonder. In other words, Hafla is to articulate a neder, but a flower also means something wondrous. The fact that he separated himself from his desire is his praise, since most of the world follows their material desires blindly. Hashem is astounded, as it were, by the Nazir. Similarly, every action that one takes that diverges from the materialistic habits most of the world follows is an aspect of Nazirus. I hope I'm saying this slowly enough for you, Ruth. He says, the same can be said of a convert. The fact that he separated himself from his environment and heritage is very precious, since he does what most people in his situation cannot or will not do. One who learns Musar in our times is also something of a Nazir, since most don't learn or act according to the dictates of Musar. He would conclude, in all the holy works we find that there is a huge struggle between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, the bad inclination, the good inclination. So, but who sees the struggle today? Are people living with Melchemes HaYetzer in our times? Of course not. We don't feel the Melchemes HaYetzer because we have already surrendered. If you submit to your enemy, of course you won't feel like you are in a struggle. Okay, now I'll do a few more lines in the Gemara and then we'll take it from there. All right, so anyway, so Reish Lakish's position is not tenable. So the Gemara is revising its understanding of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Hi, can you please let me in on my other device?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Let me see what I got here. One second. Okay.
I was in the car and I'm trying to transfer.
One second.
There should be two of me now and I'll get rid of the first one.
Okay. I let you in, Fern. You should be in. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Were you waiting long?
No, I was on my device.
Okay. Yeah, close one of the devices. It's coming in like an echo. Okay.
I just did. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. So we're on Yuzayinam and Aleph. Now I haven't gone over this Gemara yet, but we'll take it a few lines and we'll see how we do. Okay. So Amar Mar Baravashi, Mechal. With regard to the Neder Nazirus taking effect, so we're saying everybody agrees it begins. No, this is the Gemara answering back for Reish Lakish. You weren't saying we misunderstood the Machloket, and everybody agrees that the Neder is Chal. Ella ki pligi l'milki, but the Machloket is whether you get Malkot for Tuma. In other words, get Malkot for Tuma. Let's say he's warned to leave the cemetery after his Nazirus. So he receives Malkot if he refuses to leave the cemetery. So does he get Malkot or not? He says, Rabbi Yochanan Sabar came in the Chaylaki. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since the Neder Nazir is the Chal, so now, if he doesn't leave it, he gets Malkot. Reish Lakish Sabar Lolaki B'chayla. Reish Lakish says, no, he doesn't get Malkot, even though the Neder has taken effect already. That's we are. Okay, so he says here, in the footnotes, he says, Rabbi Yochanan reasons that just as the prohibitions of drinking wine and cutting hair apply to such an Nazir, and then I'm skipping, so too should the prohibition against corpse tumah and the punishment also. Now, he's exempted only from the special korban tumah, which applies only to the Nazir Tawa became Tameh. Reish Lakish maintains, just as a person is exempted from the tumah sacrifice, so he's exempted from the penalty for intentionally becoming Tameh. So they seem to both agree that he doesn't bring a korban tumah. Korban tumah is I was tahor and then it became tameh as a nazir. So, but here he's tameh from the get go. So he's not going to bring a korban tumah. That they both agree on. But the question is, does he get malkot if he doesn't leave the cemetery? If we give him warning and he doesn't leave the cemetery, does he get malkot now or not? So Reish Lakish holds, just like he's patur from the korban, he's patur from the punishment for the malkot. And Reish Lakish says no, he's in it full. He's in it, full. Okay.
Can I ask a question on before?
I asked if there were any questions before. Yeah, go ahead.
You said before that one nazirut, you were explaining something, and part of the answer was one nazirut doesn't call on another. But yesterday's daf, we had the shitot that day 70, you could double dip and count for both. So that shita would say that it does call on another.
I wish you would ask it when I said that. Let me see.
Well, I couldn't. I was in the car without
all it. All right. You're patur. Okay, now let's look.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's assess it. Now, where did I see this? One second. That was in the Al Hadaf.
Right.
So this is talking about. No. In other words, we're talking about a case where he's doing two consecutive terms. One term finishes and the second term comes in. Yesterday we were talking about that a person has two terms, but one term could be like sandwiched into the larger term. Like you had a 100-day term.
He's going to one was for the sun and one was the third.
This one is 30 and then 30. That's what it's saying. So in other words, so one large term could swallow. Okay, now let's go further than the Gemara. Okay, so now we understand the machlokes. Let's see where we go with this. So the Gemara says, Eifei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now Rabbi Yochanan is Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan's been on the attack here. He says, Mishan Azar B'Hupavita Kvarot. So this is in our Mishnah. If a person took a Neder Nazir and he's in the cemetery, even if the person's there for 30 days, it doesn't count as part of his term. He doesn't bring a korban tuma. So the simple shot would be korban tuma who lamaiti doesn't bring a korban tuma. In other words, the Tana of the Mishnah tells us, and we're not going to be full length with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he took a neder to be nazir. He's in the beta kvarot. So korban tuma lamaiti, he's not going to bring the korban tuma, but everything else he will be in for, and so he'll get malkot. That's the question. So Reish Lakish says, "B'din hu d'litni eino loke." Reish Lakish says, "Really, strictly speaking, the Mishnah should said he doesn't get malkot." Elam shum to kibay them in a sefer yatsav v'nechnas. The Tana wants to teach me the case at the end of the Mishnah that if he left the cemetery, goes through a tahor process, then he re-enters olo and minyan and be korban tumah. Then he began the process. The count began for him. And he brings a korban tuma. So that's the case he wants to teach me. In other words, the case he really wants to teach me is the second case. He became tahor. Now he goes in the cemetery, becomes tameh. He brings a korban tuma. So tana resha ain't going to be korban tuma. So therefore, he teaches the resha that he doesn't bring a korban tuma. Now,
would there be an issue of kumle midzarab aminei on both of those, the malkot and the korban?
No. Kumle midzarab aminei. Right. So Kimli Bidramine is usually that if you have, in other words, let's say I have one punishment, I can't be chayav, let's say, Teshlumen. I can't, that's Kimli Ramine. So if I'm chayav Misa, I'm not going to be chayav Teshlumen. Or some might say, it depends how far you take Kimli Bidramine, I'm chayav, Malkot, I won't be chayav Teshlumen. In Loke Umashalim. Here we're talking about, he took an end of being Nazir. So how is it in a
it's the Malkot and the Korban.
The malchut. Yeah. So the malchut and the korban. I don't think that's a kimli ramine. Kimli ramine would be like if there was tashlumin would be involved. I don't think a korban would be kimli ramine. All right. Let's take a look now. All right. So now the Gemara Tashma. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. He says here, okay, Tashma, ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tahor shenitma. This is the same brisa we had before. There's no difference between a person who was tamei took a neder to be a nazir, or a tahor person who was a nazir and then became tamei. Elish tamei shenazar shvi shelo olam mino minyan. Maybe he's a tamei and he took the neder. So day seven counts as day one of his new term. With the Nazir Tahor, it became Tameh. Day seven doesn't count as part of the minion. So that's the only difference between the two of them. So Lechora, for Malkot, they're on the same level. In other words, they both get Malkot. Lechora. So let's take a look. So Amar Leh, so Reish Lakish rejects this. Amar Leh, lo, Letiklachad, Zev Zev Shavim. Regarding haircuts, they're both the same. In other words, he's saying, for one thing, they're different, but something, they're the same. So he says, not yet the same for Tiklacha. In other words, they neither one can get a haircut, but for the Malkot, they're not equal. Avalini Malkot Moi, Zeloke, Zeno Loke. So what do you want to say? That's different. So for Malkot, one gets Malkot, one doesn't. Litnie, so the Tana should teach that. The Tana says, we're listening to differences. Ain Bain, you know, not the Tamish Nazar, the Nazir Tor Shenitma, he says the Shvishlo. We're saying the difference is whether they get Malkot or not. In other words, if he was Tameh and he took the Neder, he doesn't get Malkot. So the Gemara says, but Takante Kamairi, Bikokula lo Kamairi. So the Gemara says the Bryce is dealing with, he says, establishing the term of Zerus. It's not discussing violations of the term. So the Bryce is, in other words, the Bryce, the thrust of the Brisa is to establish when the Naziris begins. When does the Naziris get off the ground? So for one, it begins on day seven. For one, it doesn't begin on day seven. It begins after he brings his Korban Tumah. That's the way it's going to go. That's what the Tana Brisa is not getting involved at all with the punishments that's involved. Okay, so that's so we asked some questions against Reish Lakish. We've been able to deflect everything so far. Okay, now, one last challenge. Tashma, Misha Tamei ben Azar, the person was Tamei and he made a net of Zerus. This Bryce says, Asur legaleach l'shtot yayin. He can't get a haircut, he can't drink wine. Bim gilach b'shto yayin v'netma l'meitim. And if he did giluach, he drank wine, it was time to make him, a raise his sopeg at arba'im. We had this earlier. So the Gemara says to Yufta, the Gemara says that Reish Lakish is all up b'shlach. Now, he says in the footnote that earlier the Gemara defended Reish Lakish, right? He said that the Brisa should be construed as meaning, and then he left the cemetery, went through a Tahara, and then re-accepted upon himself the Neder Naziris. And that's what it's talking about here. He says, so in footnote 16, he says, however, that explanation is feasible only as long as it was believed that according to Reish Lakish, Naziris declared while he was Tamei does not take effect at all. So if so, the lash is mentioned for wine consumption, we'll also have to refer to the period called purification. Thus, is not incongruous that the provision of lashes for Tuma only that period. By now, he maintains that the Nazir's declaration made while Tamei is effective. So, the Gemara here at this point is saying everybody agrees that the Nazir's is Chal. Everybody agrees the Nazir's is Chal. The only question is, does it get Malkot? In that case, the case of lashes for wine consumption occurs even the period before it became Tahor. So, once we say everything began, and he says, yeah, and if you drink wine, you're going to get Malkot, he means right away, Lechora, that's what he means. Since similar to the case of lashes for Tuma, was also for that period. This proves that even before the person comes to Tower, he's punishable for violation of Tuma prohibition. So it sounds like that Reish Lakish is up Shlach. Okay, let me do a few more lines and we'll see how far we go. Well, I don't know. Where would you like me to start from tomorrow night? What? Okay, Yosef wants me to go back to the beginning of the daf tomorrow night. Okay, we believe that we can do that. All right, let's go further into tomorrow. Bye, Rava. What? Can't hear you. What? All right, is somebody asking a question? Just making noise. Okay, I'm going to mute. One second. Okay, everybody's muted. Okay. So, by Rabba, Nazir Ruhubin Akvarot Mahu. He's a Nazir in a cemetery. What's Alacha? By Shehil Amal Kodalo. Does he have to stick around in the cemetery, to linger in the cemetery, to be Chayiv in Malkot? So, the... So he quotes the Gemara Masechet Shvuot. It says, if a person, a Tamei is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say a person became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, like some dead rodent, touched him or something like that. So he's only Chayiv for being in the Beis HaMikdash if he sticks around for a period of time, the amount of time needed for a person to prostrate himself, to bow down. But if he bolts right away, he's not Chayiv in Malkot. That's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So Rav's question is whether a similar time factor applies to a Nazir in the cemetery. Is he liable to Malkot immediately? Like I say, have a Yodea, you're Chayiv in Malkot, or does he have to stick around for a period of time? All right, let's see what's doing with this. Now he says, by Rabbi, Nazir Budikbar or Mahu, by Shiela Malkot Alo. So Hechi Dami.
What's your case? He accepted Nazir in the...
Right. He's right. Lechora, right. That's the case we're talking about here. That he became a Nazir when he was in the cemetery. So Hechi Dami. If we say, everybody said to him, don't take this net, or you're going to run into problems. Why don't we need Shehiyah? Nazir my top Labai Shehiyah, the Kamatri Bay. They're warning him. It means like this. Nazir my top Labai Shehiyah, a Nazir who's Tahor, and he illegally enters the cemetery, doesn't have to linger in order to be punishable, the Kamatri Bay. They warn him, don't enter the cemetery. Hachanami Kamatri Bay. So here too, they're warning him, and he's making the vow in the cemetery. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe they're giving him a hasra before he makes the neder to be a Nazir. He's in the cemetery, and they're giving him warning. You should know that if you become a Nazir, you'll be chayiv in Malkot just for being here. Then that could be the case. So the Gemara says, so is that the case? So the Gemara says, hachanami kamatri this. So if that's the case, we think he would be chayiv Malkot. So the Gemara says, Ella, shenichnas b'shina teva migdal. So the Gemara says, no. Rava's question is a different question. That the person was carried into the cemetery in a state of tahara, and he's in a sheet of table migdal, he's in a chest trunk or a closet. Uba chaveiro farav ma'azigo. His friend came along, and on his own initiative, he removed the flooring of the chest, thus exposing the person to tumah. He gemir and shiyah b'vei mikdash aval ibrailo. He says, when we received the tradition about lingering in the base of mikdash, but outside the base of mikdash, like regarding laws of Zerus, we didn't have it then. Maybe there's no difference in two of them. So it means like this. So the case is different than we said before. It means it's a Tahor, a person, Nazir, not the case we said before. He was a Nazir and he was Tahor, and they carried him into this hermetically sealed compartment into the cemetery. So now he's not Tameh. And then they pull out the floor on him. Now he becomes Tameh. So, and that was done without the knowledge of the Nazir. So his exposure was accidental. So if a person became Tameh accidentally, so there's a time delay for liability, like in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's his question. He says, he's saying that there's a tradition you have an amount of time like to bow down and so forth for your chayiv, is not only the base of Mikdash, Rali Brailo, but outside the base of Mikdash, there's nothing. So Mele, unless he dashes out right away, he's going to be chayiv. Is that the way it is? Or Dilma Loshno, maybe in Afinami.
If he does
want to,
he's still chayiv.
In other words, maybe if he leaves the cemetery immediately without tarrying, he will not be punishable. In other words, in the base of Mikdash, the period of time is the amount of time to be mishtachave, do kriya and kida, I assume means kida, kriya and mishtachavaya, like to prostrate myself in the base of Mikdash. So there, if I become tamei suddenly, let's say a dead rodent touches me, so if I don't stick around, I'm not chayiv. So here the question is, he was a Nazir. They transport him in this compartment into the cemetery. Then without knowledge of him, they pull away the floor and now he becomes Tameh. So does he get the dispensation, let's say the 3-minute dispensation that a person would get in the base of Mikdash, and in which case then he's got some time, or does he have no dispensation? He's got to run out right away. In other words, if he gets dispensation, he can carry around a few seconds and then he's got to go. But if he has no dispensation, he's got to dash out right away before he's chayim. And that's the question that Gemara is asking. Does he get the same dispensation as somebody in the base of Mikdash that person is allowed the period of time?
The question is it chayim or not? That's the question.
Yeah, but the thing is,
If he does run out, does he get punished?
In other words, in the base of Mikdash, in order to be chayiv, you have to loiter around in the base of Mikdash. Right. You have to linger around in order to be chayiv. If he dashes out, he's not chayiv. But it's only if he lingers in the base of Mikdash. Let's say the amount of time, let's say it's 2 minutes. So then he's chayiv. He doesn't linger 2 minutes, he's not chayiv. So the question is it same din for the Nazir or not? Does he get like a 2-minute time period to hang out before he's chayiv? Or he's got to dash out right away? But either way, if he dashes out right away, he wouldn't be chayiv in the base of Mikdash, he wouldn't be chayiv in the cemetery if he dashes out right away. But was it the opposite? All right, I got to go. It's late. Okay. Lee Netter will talk more tomorrow. Okay. Nice having everybody. Let me end the recording.